So today is the feast of St. Martin de Porres. He's in our adoration window next door. And I put him there, gosh, it's a while now, isn't it? Because I've always had devotion. I got the devotion to St. Martin from my grandmother, who had great devotion to St. Martin de Porres. And also he loved dogs, so he has to be a good man. And he had such devotion to the Eucharist, and the biggest thing he had was humility, huh? And when we listen to the first reading today, that's what God is calling us to do through Paul. He says, have among you the same attitude that is yours in Christ Jesus. So just, it's just this simple. We must think the way Jesus thinks. We must love the way Jesus loves. We must live the way Jesus lives. And then he tells us what that means. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. Christians, if they're not slaves to Christ and others, are not Christians. It's just that simple. We, if we're going to follow Jesus, we must do as he did. Give up our life every day for others. It's not about being blessed only. It's not about getting things from God. It's about giving up our life with Jesus each day. That's a Christian. Because to look at a Christian is to see Jesus. And so if they look at us and they don't see Jesus, we're not living what we're called to live. So today, let's ask for this grace of humility. And when people see us, they'll see Jesus, someone who gives up their life for others and who is a slave. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and